What's up, everybody? My name is Adam Badger, and welcome to Talkin' Fit. Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for listening. Not going to get into the whole thing in the beginning, but real quick, just share it out there. You know what I'm talking about. If you listen to this, you probably listened to it before. If you're new here, thank you. I appreciate you. If you're listening again, thank you. I also appreciate you. But if you do like this episode, if you like any of these episodes, just share it out there. Just go ahead. Send the link to someone. Post it to your Instagram story. Share it to your Facebook feed. Whatever people do these days. Make a TikTok about it. I don't even know how you would do that. But yeah, just go ahead and share it out there. That would be awesome. Anyway, happy Monday. If you're listening to this on a Monday, if you're listening to this later in the week, happy whatever day it is. The title says it all on this one. Fuck your fucking diet. How to fucking lose weight without going on stupid fucking diets. Sorry for all the cursing. So it sounds like it's a bit of a rant episode, but it is a very important episode, comic relief aside. I have been coaching people for a long time in the last, you know, I mean, I've been coaching people for almost 10 years now, but in the last few years, I've really gotten into more of the behavioral change, lifestyle change, mindset piece, which is the most important piece of this whole thing. As a coach, you always are learning about different nutrition things and different training things and all that cool stuff. But what I've found is I don't say this like to downplay, like, you know, the importance of knowing how to coach people through workouts and knowing the basics of nutrition. But like, once you know the basics of that stuff, you can help pretty much anybody who's looking to lose weight. It's the mindset, the lifestyle, the behavior stuff that actually matters. You could find free workouts online. You can find really good free workouts online. You could find really decent nutrition guidelines online. You could get a lot of that stuff for free. What you can't really do for free is have someone hold you accountable and have someone talk you through the hurdles that pop up in everyday life and the behaviors. And the reason why I bring that up is because I have heard not too much because I need to know this stuff, but I have just seen too many people just lay victim to these dumb bullshit diet fucking weird concepts that have just been plastered out there. And some of them are, you know, these are multi-million dollar companies. Some of this advice has been given from primary care physicians. Like, actual doctors have given this shitty advice to clients. They're prescribing weight loss shots to people. It's just fucking crazy out there, man. So I empathize with you if you are someone who is confused about how to lose weight, who really wants to make healthy changes and they really want to change their habits and you just don't know how, and then you're just bombarded with this bunch of bullshit that is just all plastered on social media, plastered on the internet. And there's a few like key players in this, like, you know, the big boys that are you know, monopolizing that area of what I reluctantly refer to as the health industry. And it sucks, man, because there's a lot of people out there who need actual help and they're not getting it, and then they're being, you know, sold these broken, empty promises or these really unhealthy protocols by people who are just trying to make money off of them. And I'm talking about Optavia. I'm talking about Weight Watchers. I'm talking about Ozempic. Those are like the weight loss shots. Like, all this stuff that's out there now that is promising you a quick, easy approach to weight loss. And the truth is, none of that shit will work long term unless you change your mindset, you change your behavior, and you're held accountable. But more importantly, you have to actually understand what's happening before you can apply any of this fucking information. And a lot of, like, when you're a company like Optavia or Weight Watchers, it does not serve those companies to teach you how to do nutrition on your own, because then you will no longer need them. And this isn't like a plug for coaching, but a good coach, a good actual nutrition coach, our job is to work ourselves out of a job with you. So the goal is to get you to a point where you don't need a coach anymore. Yes, there's always going to be clients who just enjoy having a coach and they'll stay with you long term, and I'm grateful for those people. But the goal is usually to get you educated, get your habits in place, lose the weight, and then be able to do it on your own without a coach. And whether that takes 6 months or 6 years, it doesn't matter. That's the goal. With something like Optavia or Weight Watchers, they don't teach you shit. And I was actually like blown away by some of the stuff I read. Like, first of all, like Optavia is like more expensive than hiring a coach. So if you're doing Optavia or you've considered doing Optavia instead of hiring a coach, you should just hire a fucking coach. It's literally more expensive to do Optavia. And with Optavia, you're paying for food that's like plastic or powdered food that they're delivering to you, and then you're not going to keep the results and you're going to damage yourself and you're going to gain the weight back, and it costs more than doing coaching. You might as well just do fucking coaching at that point. Weight Watchers, on the other hand, is like cheap as fuck but doesn't teach you anything and just creates this like really negative relationship with food. So if you're not really familiar with how those programs work, I am all too familiar with them because I've helped people like kind of detox themselves after those programs. But like, first of all, so Optavia, if you haven't heard of it yet, a brief explanation of that, it basically costs like $400 something a month. They provide you with your what are called fuelings, and essentially they're like either bars or like powdered food that you're only allowed to eat that, and you're allowed to eat like one what's called like a lean and green meal. So you're not allowed to eat like starchy carbs, you're not allowed to eat like fruit, you can only eat I think like vegetables and like lean proteins like chicken or fish, and you have to eat their fuelings that they send you. They recommend like, they call it like listening to your body and not working out too much while you're on it, because your calories are so restrictive that you don't have the energy to be able to get through a workout. So not only are they starving you and not teaching you about nutrition, but they're also not teaching you how to lift weights, not teaching you how to work out. So again, you can't fucking maintain these results once you're done with them. Weight Watchers, they give you a point system. So they set arbitrary points to pretty much any food you can think of, and the point system switches every now and then. So every few months they just come out with new point systems, which again makes no fucking sense, because if let's say 4 ounces of chicken is 120 calories and that's 2 points, and then in a few months that's 1 point, how does that make any fucking sense? The calories didn't change. Again, they're not teaching you anything. They're keeping the points changing, they're keeping things changing frequently so that you don't understand the process, so that you have to keep paying them their monthly fees so you can stay a member, because you're in a situation now where you're like, I don't know how to lose weight without this. What happens if the points on eggs change? What happens if the points on pizza changes? How am I going to know if I'm not a member of Weight Watchers? Do you see how that makes no fucking sense? It's ridiculous. And the reason why I get so amped up about this is because people are really getting burned and suffering because they're buying into this bullshit. And it just happens over and over and over again. And it's getting to the point now where it's just like frustrating, but now it's getting taken to a next level. Because there's these introduction of things like Ozempic, which is a weight loss shot. And I don't know if you've heard of this, but again, no education on it. People are just told, you take this shot and you just start magically losing weight. They have no idea how it works. They're not even educated or really kind of don't even really care about the side effects, because the promise of, hey, I don't have to work out, I don't have to diet, and I could just stick myself with a fucking needle and I'll lose weight. Like, think about that realistically. The average person would prefer to stick themselves with a fucking needle every day than to eat chicken instead of pizza, or to go for a walk instead of watch Netflix. Like, and this sort of, you know, behavior just, again, it feeds into that lifestyle, that mindset. It's the mindset of, you can't do this on your own, you're not able to lose weight, there's something wrong with you, you need medicine to help you. When, again, so it takes the power and the control away from the person, and it makes them dependent on something that, you know, they're going to need for the rest of their life if they, you know, if they want to keep the weight off. So the running theme across all of these diets and the shots is that they are essentially trying to make someone lose weight quick, easy, and without any sort of education behind it. So if you understand the concept of like a calorie deficit, it just means you have to intake less calories than you burn. And I know you've probably heard me say that 100 times by now, or you've heard it other places, but that is literally how weight loss works. Now you can throw any argument you want and debate any point you want when it comes to calorie deficit. You could say hormones, you could say genetics, you could say life hurdles, you could say age, you could say menopause, like whatever you want to come up with. It does not change the fact that in order to lose weight, you have to eat less calories than you burn. It doesn't change that. It's not up for debate. It's strictly fact. There are very, very outlier cases where someone has done such severe metabolic damage to themselves over the course of decades where it is harder for them to lose weight no matter what they do. It still doesn't change the fact that you need to eat less calories than you burn, but for those people, their metabolism is so fucked that their calories would have to be so low in order for them to lose weight that it's not sustainable, and it puts them in a really crappy position. And even for those people, there is a solution. It takes time, it takes effort, but they have to build muscle, they have to get their metabolism back up, and then they can still lose weight. But again, it does not change the fact that you have to eat less calories than you burn to lose weight. The issue is that with something like Optavia or something like Weight Watchers, you are not focusing on getting enough protein, which is what supports lean muscle mass. You are cutting your calories way too low, so you lose weight fast. Now, you hear that, and if you hear that and you go and your ears perk up and you go, well, what's wrong with that? I want that. I want to lose weight fast. The problem is when you want to lose weight forever and you want to actually look leaner, more toned, and let's also forget about all that too, and you also want to be healthier and live longer and have more energy, you need muscle, okay? So when you are on Optavia, you're on Weight Watchers, and you're on a super restrictive diet like that, what happens is like 2/3 of the weight that you're going to lose is going to be from muscle, not fat. So the reason why your scale is dropping so fast when you're doing Optavia is because muscle is very expensive. It costs calories to keep. Muscle is not, people think they're going to get fucking bulky from lifting weights for a couple of weeks, which is a whole other conversation about why that's bullshit, but muscle is just expensive for your body to keep. It costs calories. You have to earn lean muscle. You do not just get bulky overnight or from lifting weights for a couple weeks. Lean muscle needs to be fucking earned. You have to eat enough protein. You have to lift weights. You have to push your muscles so that they adapt by getting bigger and growing. That is how building lean muscle works. So in order to earn lean muscle, you need to be eating enough protein, and you need to be eating enough calories to support the muscle, and you need to be training. And when you're earning lean muscle, guess what else comes along with that? When you earn lean muscle, you build up your metabolism. You earn the right to eat more calories. You earn the right to be more flexible with your diet. You earn the right to look toned. You earn the right to look better in that dress or fit in those pants, because muscle is what gets you all those results. All the results you want, all the results you talk about, all the results that people market to you, they're all from lean muscle. And yet everyone's afraid of lean muscle because they think it's going to make them bulky. It makes no fucking sense. This is like antiquated stuff. You know, like back in the early 80s and 90s when they told women you had to lift 1 pound dumbbells and do, you know, Pilates to get lean and toned. And yet for some reason, people still believe that. You know, adults don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. We've, you know, got over flat earth theory, most of us. And yet we still think carbs are going to make us fat. And we still think heavyweights are going to make us bulky. Makes no fucking sense. But anyway, you have to earn lean muscle. It costs calories. So when you are not training and you are drastically cutting your calories, what does your body do? It's like, well, I guess Sally doesn't want lean muscle because she's doing Optavia and she's starving herself. We're not getting enough calories. We're not getting enough protein. This is really difficult. We can't afford this muscle. So whatever muscle Sally does have, because everyone has muscle on their body, you start getting rid of it. And when you get rid of muscle, the scale drops really fast. And also you lose some water with that too. So when you're doing Optavia, you're doing Weight Watchers, and you lose that 3 pounds, 2 pounds a week, guess what? I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's not fat you're losing. That is muscle, that is water. So over the course of months, if you lose, let's say, 20 pounds on Optavia, you can safely say 16 pounds of that was probably lean muscle and water, which means you probably lost 4 pounds of fat over the course of 4 months. So what do you think happens when you stop Optavia or you stop Weight Watchers and you have no education on how to eat enough protein? You have no education on how to build muscle. What do you think happens? Your body has now lost its most valuable asset to a good, healthy metabolism. It's lost its most valuable calorie burner. It's MVP. It's gone. What do you think is going to happen when you go back to eating normal? You're going to gain back weight, and now most of the weight you gain back is also going to be body fat, because your body goes, well, we obviously can't afford muscle. We're not working out and lifting weights to support muscle, so might as well just put back on some body fat, because that's less expensive. It's essentially like finances. If you have a really good paying job and you buy a Lexus that costs $700 a month and then you lose that job, do you think you're going to keep the Lexus and sell your house, or are you probably going to get rid of the Lexus first before you commit to selling your house, right? You're probably going to get a cheaper car. Same thing with muscle. You lose the muscle and your body goes, well, we can't afford muscle clearly because the way we're living, might as well put on some body fat. And this is why people rebound so hard after these crash diets, because they lose muscle, they lose water, they see the scale go down, they're like, oh, success, I'm done. They go back to eating what they were before, going back to the beginning. They haven't changed their behavior, they haven't changed their habits, they haven't changed their mindset. They gain back a shit ton of weight and then they yo-yo on that for decades. I mean, fucking decades. I have clients in their 60s who are just starting to rebuild their metabolism now because they've been doing Weight Watchers and doing Optavia-type diets for the last 40 years. Like, it sucks, and I feel bad for them, and I empathize with them. And this isn't me directing anger or frustration towards you as the consumer. It's towards the fact that these things even exist, and they prey on people. Then you have something like Ozempic, which is a weight loss shot. So again, no education on this. People think Ozempic is you stick a needle in yourself and your body just magically gets rid of body fat. What does Ozempic actually do? Essentially, what it does is it controls your appetite. That's what it does. It makes you sick to your stomach when you overeat. That's what it fucking does. You take this shot, you feel awful, you don't have an appetite. And when you try to eat, you feel fucking sick to your stomach. So if that sounds like a sustainable way to live for you, cool. But I'm sure it probably doesn't. So what happens? You go into a calorie deficit because you stop fucking eating. And guess what? When you're feeling nauseous and you have digestive issues and you don't feel great all the time, do you really think you're going to be eating chicken and salmon and potatoes and rice and oatmeal? Do you think you're going to be able to stomach all that and eat enough protein every day? No, you're going to stop fucking eating. You're going to eat bland. You're going to eat toast or, you know, just some random shit around the house just to, you know, that you can stomach. Because think about when you have like the stomach flu or stomach virus or something like that. You're not sitting there going, oh man, my stomach feels like shit, I feel nauseous, let me go ahead and grill up some sirloin steak and a baked potato. No, you don't fucking do that. You eat soup and crackers and toast because you don't feel good. And that's what happens on Ozempic. So what happens? You go into a deep calorie deficit because you fucking feel like shit and you're nauseous and you don't have an appetite. And what happens? I won't go through the whole explanation again, but the same fucking thing that happens on Optavia and Weight Watchers. You lose muscle, you lose water, the scale goes down fast. Now, the problem with Ozempic is, again, it doesn't teach behavior. It doesn't teach habits. It doesn't teach mindset. So what do you think happens when you use it? You either have to stay on it for the rest of your life, or you go off it, you get your appetite back, you now lost lean muscle, you now damaged your metabolism, and you go back to eating the way you were before because you weren't taught behavior, you weren't taught habits, you weren't taught mindset, and then you gain all the fucking weight back, and then some, because you lost lean muscle, which is the biggest metabolic tool that you have, and now you're going to gain it back. So if you start taking those shots, you literally have to be on them for the rest of your life. And that's not me, my opinion. That is literally what, like, all the statistics are showing. It's pretty much like, unless you do something like that and you work through behavior change. Now, this is key. Let's say you decide you want to do those shots. That's your decision. I'm not saying that it makes you a bad person by any means. First off, if you're looking to lose 10, 15 pounds, the fact that you're even considering shots is fucking crazy, because that is not a situation where this. These shots honestly should only ever be used if you're in a situation where morbid obesity is going to like maybe end your life and you don't know what to do. That is maybe the only time that this works, or that this would be a viable option. But, all of the stuff that applies to sustainable long-term weight loss, meaning eating enough protein, meaning actually changing your nutrition habits, actually changing your mindset, learning how to lift weights, building new nutritional habits, having a better relationship with food, you still have to do that anyway. No matter what you choose to do, if you choose to do a shot, if you choose to do Weight Watchers, if you choose to do Optavia, the fucking principles don't change. You have to eat enough protein. You have to get enough nutrients. You have to lift weights. You have to get your steps in. You have to change your habits. You have to change your mindset. Those don't change. Now, you can learn how to do all those things while learning how to enjoy foods you like, not being on a restrictive diet, and actually building a better metabolism. Or you can learn how to do those things after you fucked up your metabolism and you have to build it back up. And again, I'm not directing the anger and the frustration towards you as the consumer, because I know it's confusing, but I also, you know, want to give you a little kick in the ass if you're listening to this. You can fucking lose the weight you want to lose. You can have the body you want. You can lift weights. You won't get bulky or hurt. You can eat enough protein. It's not too hard. You just have to take some responsibility for your habits and commit to learning and get being held accountable. All this other shit, the Optavias, the Weight Watchers, the 21-day fixes, the Ozempic shots, like, these are really, I'm not even being dramatic here, they're really dangerous roads to go down, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's just not a good idea for 99% of people. Ozempic was that shot was originally developed to help people with type 2 diabetes, and people are taking it because they want to lose 20 pounds. Like, it's fucking crazy. But again, you have to be aware of this stuff. All these things do is reduce your calorie intake. So if you can figure out how to reduce your calorie intake, but you know, you're willing to put in a little bit of work, meaning you're willing to learn, willing to maybe track your food for a little bit, you can get better results for less money with no negative side effects. So would you rather lose fat, keep muscle, have a better metabolism, keep the results for life, not feel nauseous, be able to be flexible with your diet, and actually like learn how to do this long term? Or do you want short term results that you're gonna lose and you're gonna feel like shit the whole time and you're actually gonna do damage to your metabolism? When it's worded like that, which one would you choose? Yet for some reason, people will still go, well, I think I just need something quick. No, you fucking don't. You don't. Because the quick fix over and over and over again adds up to a lot of years and a lot of decades. And it's actually the slowest possible route you can take is chasing the quick fix. So take that for what it's worth. As you start your week, or if you're listening to this midweek, or maybe this is somehow getting to you months and years down the line and this resonates with you at all, just remember that the basics never change. The basics are the basics for a reason. They are the base. They are what you need to live by. They are what you need to establish before you try anything extreme. It's think about like learning how to talk as a kid. You can't just go from crying, you know, crying when you need to poop or crying when you want milk as a 6-month-old to then talking full sentences. You have to learn sounds first. You have to learn how to put words together. Then you can learn how to put sentences together. And as you continue to develop an understanding of language and communication and enunciation, you then become an adult who can carry conversations, who can go into any place and communicate with anybody, right? Same thing with eating, same thing with working out. You have to build a base first. The base doesn't change. You have to understand how to get enough protein. You have to understand the importance of the foods that you're eating. You have to understand how to build a balanced meal or to go grocery shopping. That might sound really simple, right? But like most people don't even know how to go grocery shopping. They literally just go to the grocery store and just grab whatever sounds good or whatever they usually buy, and they don't actually think about, well, am I getting enough protein? You know, is this food I should be eating? Like that, those thoughts don't go into like their decision making. So if you're listening to this, remember, Ozempic and Optavia and Weight Watchers, if you take one thing from this, they will damage you, and they will guarantee that you have to that you will gain the weight back unless you plan to stick with those things for life. So before you try any of those, even if you're like, but my friend, maybe it's just something quick just to get, you know, ready for summer. Okay. Do you want to damage your metabolism? Do you want to damage yourself mentally and emotionally? And do you want to gain the weight back and then some? If the answer is no, then don't do it. Okay. That's my rant for today. I hope this was helpful. The solution to the issue is you have to eventually accept the fact that you need to eat enough protein. You need to find a way to control calories. And you need to lift weights. If you're doing that, you will see the results. It just takes a little bit more time, but you'll keep them. I hope this was helpful. I hope if you were thinking about trying one of those three things, that this maybe helped sway you in a different direction. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you.